The Gist. Quote, getting to know the people with long COVID and be a part of their journey with this terrible condition is very special to me, and I think that's true of many people working in this field. End quote. Dr. Peluso. I recently talked with Dr. Michael Peluso, MD, and you can see the video interview in the blog. An infectious disease clinician and researcher, as well as the director and one of the co-creators of the Large Long-Term Impact of Infection with Novel Coronavirus project at UCSF. I talked to Dr. Peluso about his five-year journey with long COVID research. With more than 1,000 participants, over 20,000 biospecimens collected, and a team of more than 60 researchers and staff, LIINC, or the Long-Term Impact of Infection with Novel Coronavirus Project, has evolved into a central hub in the long COVID research community. It turned out that a cadre of UCSF researchers applied the lessons learned from their HIV/AIDS work to transform LIINC, or LINC, into a long COVID research powerhouse. They started creating what became LINC, or LIINC, within months of the COVID-19 pandemic hitting the U.S. By the end of 2020, they were wholly focused on long COVID. When asked what surprised him most 5 years later, Dr. Peluso cited the collaborative spirit in the long COVID research community. Quote, I think what's most exciting to me, you know, just how sustained it's been and a huge collaborative spirit, that doesn't always pervade scientific endeavors. That's not a given in science, academics, and life. End quote. There's, quote, an army of people now, civilians and scientists and researchers and advocates and people with lived experience who are willing to grapple, end quote, with these complex and difficult diseases. Peluso felt that the people who are still in the field are, quote, really in it, end quote, and have a view to the, quote, long game, end quote. And that extends to diseases like ME/CFS. He said, quote, we're all thinking about how we can apply what we've learned to ME/CFS, end quote, post-Lyme syndrome, post-Ebola syndrome, etc. Peluso emphasized that if long COVID were easy to solve, it would have been solved by now. People who aren't committed to the long term shouldn't be in this field. While he acknowledges that progress seems slow, he said, quote, you know, it feels like every day when I open my email, I will see something new, end quote. On the clinical side, Peluso described the multiple Paxlovid trials, which attempted to treat long COVID by eradicating the virus using an antiviral as a kind of long-shot attempt, but also a stage the field had to go through. The negative findings, which have yet to be fully assessed, had a silver lining. The long COVID field weathered the disappointment, adjusted, and moved forward. He stated, quote, you know, there was a real possibility that the first few of these trials would have negative results, and then people would sort of throw up their hands and walk away. But that's not at all what's happened, right? What's instead happened is that the first round of negative trials has opened the door to a much broader swath of future clinical trials, end quote. The elephant in the clinical trials room is the RECOVER project, which, from what I can tell, appears to be sitting on several hundred million dollars. RECOVER's TLC meeting in September 2024, with its recommendations for a fresh direction, created a great deal of excitement. Peluso called the vibe of that event very positive and a, quote, great first step, end quote. For its part, LIINC, or LINC, has been conducting what Peluso called, quote, really intensive pathogenesis, end quote, trials to probe the biological underpinnings of long COVID, returning once again to lessons learned from their work in HIV/AIDS. Peluso noted how effective this approach has proven to be in that context. He gave an example of a single-arm, no placebo, 34-week, 10-person trial that combined experimental vaccines, monoclonal antibodies, and toll receptor agonists in an attempt to get rid of HIV once and for all. The effort resulted in 7 out of 10 participants being free of HIV/AIDS for months and, quote, moved the needle, end quote, on the researchers' understanding of the virus. I asked Peluso about his rather trenchant assertion that the long COVID field cannot ignore any longer the fact that it doesn't know who, i.e. which types of long COVID, are in its studies. That's a recipe for poor outcomes. Peluso said he believed the long COVID had underdeveloped the pipeline for biomarker development and, quote, as a consequence of that, now we're in a situation where we don't really know how to select people for the next round of trials, end quote. LIINC's pilot VIPER project, which aims to turbocharge the search for biomarkers in long COVID, seeks to change that. By intensively analyzing long COVID samples from across the U.S., VIPER provides an integrated infrastructure that will methodically identify and validate potential biomarkers. The Holy Grail would be a surrogate biomarker, like what was found in HIV/AIDS, which can track the progression of the disease. As soon as the drug companies knew they could accurately track how well their drug was doing, they poured resources into the HIV field, and it didn't take long to find drugs that could impact the disease. In my last question, I asked him to look into his crystal ball and say what he expected to have happen over the next 5 years. He hopes that we will identify treatments that actually reverse the disease in a substantial percentage of patients with long COVID. Doing that will require sustained investment, full engagement from the NIH, full support from the FDA, an engaged patient community, and a growing long COVID research community. When asked about the recent cuts to the NIH, he was clear, quote, we can't do this without the NIH, end quote. The Trump administration has canceled or paused over $4 billion in NIH grants over the past 6 months and has requested a 40% reduction in NIH funding. Congress, though, decides NIH funding and has turned back attempts to slash NIH funding during President Trump's first term. Hopefully, it will again. Dr. Peluso discusses the Bezisterim long COVID clinical trial, which aims to combat brain fog and fatigue, with Emily Taylor and others during Solve Emmy's upcoming webinar on July 22nd. The potential impact on ME/CFS will be discussed. Sign up for the webinar here at the link at the end of the text version of the blog. Health Rising's quickie summer donation drive update. We are getting close, thanks to everyone who's brought Health Rising over 80% of the way to reaching its goal. Thanks for listening.